Ramble.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, welcome to the tripod. So sorry about that, but now we're done with it and we're moving on.
We got off the train.
We really got off the
choogie train. Choogie choo choo, which is probably a pretty choogie thing to say, but hey. Thomas the Tank Engine could never.
Damn right.
Well, it's still June and we're loving it. It's most kids are out of school by now. Maybe there's a couple long haulers in there who go all the way to June 15th. But
did we do
most
summer
of
break?
The country, summer break.
Yeah, should we should we bring it back, baby? Oh, actually, I had a real idea.
Sign each other's yearbooks and say, have a great summer, but you spelled it with the number eight.
A little fuzz on you.
Thanks. I changed shirts. We're recording these back to back.
Don't tell them. This way they're like, different week.
Episode was recorded last week. So if anything big happened, we will not be addressing it.
So wait, from a responsible like big boy job perspective, we probably cannot instate summer break into our work schedule, right?
No, but you know what people do, which I've always loved, is summer Fridays.
I love that.
You work 9 hours, you pull a niner Monday
through
Thursday.
Don't tell mom we're doing this if you're not going to do it.
You pull a niner Monday through Thursday, and then Friday, half day. Because the difference between 8 hours of work and 9 hours of work is really not that much. You're still there, right? But the difference between a full day and skipping town at 1 p.m. on a Friday.
I love this.
Every happy hour.
What if we do this? 24-hour work day. Get everything done in one day.
Yeah.
And then you take the rest of the fucking week
Sounds
off.
Sounds like a Disney movie.
Miles,
that's not enough hours
you know,
per
if
week.
You can do that, I'm open to considering it.
Now although, that we're thinking about it, what if I fucking rail a line of cocaine, right? Okay. Do all my work
now
in an hour. 1 hour.
Yeah, I don't think that's possible.
So fucking hard, I'm like limitless.
It's honestly, then we should probably let you go.
Yeah,
because
probably. Yeah,
it's not that. There's not
or
enough work.
Promote him.
Or promote
head of company.
Yeah, Miles,
man.
You recently got an assistant, right?
That's right.
How's that going?
It's the best. Rainey's awesome. Rainey, if you're listening,
shout out to Rainey.
You're editing this, but you're awesome.
So are we publishing more podcasts? Or?
Yeah. We're going to work on a lot of experimental projects. Okay, okay.
We're going to get up to 14
exciting.
A week, baby.
Miles That's can right. actually take a vacation if he wants to.
That would be fucking awesome.
It's big. It's big.
Making it sound like he's been so abused the last couple months.
Keith has been beating the shit out of me.
Said he was overworked.
What? What about it? What?
Okay, so summer break, maybe. But here's what I think is a definite.
Uh-oh.
We should have maybe even just like 1 week off, or we do 1 day off, and then we have back to school day here at the Tri office. Because think about it, okay? Think about it.
The office 1 day off, and they say, okay, pretend that's your
well,
son.
Actually,
back to school.
If you think about it, like from work from home, like COVID, we're going to have a day where
we will
it's
have
like,
back to school.
This is the day where everyone is showing up back at the office in LA and California. Yeah. June 15th is when all the restrictions are getting lifted.
Woo,
doing great with these vaxes, baby.
Get vaxed.
I think our whole company is vaccinated.
Hell yeah.
Knock, you know,
100%.
Shout out. But yeah, we'll have like a back to school day. This is it's not hypothetical. It's happening.
Whoa.
So think about this, okay? The night before, you lay out your outfit because it's the first day of school.
Right.
You want to look good. You got to impress. Show people what you've been up to this summer / pandemic, right?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You go. Okay, when you're working forever, it's like I got the same old laptop, same old backpack, same old pens. New year, new me, baby. Mm-hmm. I'm throwing away the old pens. I'm getting a new notebook, getting a new trapper keeper.
Mm-hmm. Your laptop broken?
My laptop is broken.
Is this just a sort of weird way for you to get a new laptop?
I'm going
to
get one.
Okay.
I've been saying it for months and I need to do it.
Yeah. It's always funny when you guys break your shit and don't get it because it's like you're pretty successful, right?
Yeah.
Get a new computer.
You know what, Miles? I'm so successful that a trip to the Apple store is a waste of my time.
And honestly, like the time that it would take for me to research, like, which one do I want? Do I want this one with the memory? Or maybe I should do like the less memory, but have like that. It's so much thought that I just don't want to give.
Always more memory.
I just cracked my screen for the first time.
My screen's been cracked all pandemic, baby.
The whole, you know, when I see screens like that, Zach, I think like, man, that person should really replace their phone. And now that has happened to me, I'm like, I don't have that. When am I gonna go to? Also, it costs money and it works fine.
Time is money, Miles.
Okay. Yeah, back up your phone. Fucking
the worst.
And then you new phone,
SIM cards.
You go to back up your phone and then you check and it was like error. And you're like, well, what? Did you get all of it? Did you get some of it? I guess I'm just gonna have to do the whole thing again.
The sad thing is, it broke because there's like this because my case broke. You know, my case over time has been worn away on the corner here, and that's exactly where it broke. So could have saved this by just getting a new case.
Why do you need a Jigglypuff case? Keep you.
No, I don't want
to. Do we still sell phone cases at tryguys.com? No.
Couldn't tell you. I have no idea.
Phone models change so often. It's very hard to manufacture the right amount, and you end up losing money.
Right.
Because there's so, and also like you have to make a case for every type of phone that gets made to be inclusive of all people. It's just so difficult and expensive.
No BlackBerry phone case at tryguys.com.
Yeah. So inclusive with a 5S support.
Well, you know,
it's nice.
Well, speaking of plugs, there's only a couple days left to get our new toys that we're so excited about.
Right. Oh, yeah.
We released these talking figurines. They're kind of like pop style, but not a... No, don't. We aren't actually allowed to say that. No, they're like...
Do I cut that out?
They have sort of poppy style. Very funky.
Very popular.
They're very funky.
They're very funky. But no, we've been designing them for a long time. And
it's over a year-long project. Yeah. That's just how long toys take.
Probably one of the longest ones.
More with the Suez Canal.
That's
remember
true.
Remember when everyone was laughing about that?
Wow.
I was laughing about it too. And then it turns out like, it was affecting fucked my tea, our toy fucked our toe, like everything. Yeah.
In order to get them out by Christmas, they're like, no, you have to announce them now in May. We're like, we're not ready to announce them. They're like, no, you have to.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's
we
crazy.
Had to move it up for Christmas, which is just, I'm saying it again because it's crazy.
That's nuts.
And for people out there, like if you're thinking about waiting, you have all the right in the world to, but no, we are using the pre-orders to figure out how many to manufacture. It's different than kind of our normal pipeline. So we are making them because they're super cool and because like I'll let you know me, I love my boops and bops. This is a dream to have myself as a boop and or a bop.
I know.
I love it. I'm so thrilled. But we want you guys to have it too. But if you want it, you gotta decide that you want it. Does that make
13th.
Sense?
Yeah.
June 13th is the last day for pre-orders.
You can't just on the day of go to who's a popular band now? Olivia Rodrigo concert. She's going to be sold out.
Yeah.
You're only going to be able to get it from scalpers for way too much money. You don't want to be living that life. You want to get it when it goes on sale in the pre-sale.
Yeah.
Get yourself an assurance of a nice seat to the show.
Let's use that as a natural segue. Keith talking mentioned Olivia Rodrigo.
That's right.
We absolutely stand. Big fan of the album Sour. Been rocking out, jamming out. The whole world's on board and we are too. But there was a little bit of happy news, sad news.
Still for us.
Something that Keith and I are a little sour about.
Mm-hmm. Sour ourselves. Oh, good for you, Ned.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So we were on Instagram, and I don't know who alerted. Ned, maybe you tell your side of the story first.
Sure. So very, very exciting that I saw in I check my Twitter replies every so often, right?
Once a month, Ned dives in.
I fire up the old tweet deck. Someone was like, oh my God, why don't you follow Olivia Rodrigo back on Instagram?
Keyword like, back.
Wait, what?
Follow her back? Olivia Rodrigo follows me on Instagram.
Holy shit.
And Olivia now I follow Rodrigo her back.
Follow. Yeah.
And we're buds. We have chatted.
You did?
Yes. It goes into a separate inbox. How could I not?
Oh my God.
The album's amazing and she's super talented.
She's the most popular artist right now.
Right now in the world. Yeah. So she follows Ned and Eugene on Instagram, but not Zach and not Keith. I'm just going to say it. I'm happy for you, bro. I don't get it.
I just got a notification.
Fuck you, Miles.
She's following me.
I'd be thrilled.
Am I checking to see if she's following me every other day? Maybe every third day.
Did I follow her just so that she would see the follow back button and feel like, oh my God, my mistake?
I did.
She probably has those notifications muted.
You know? She does.
She's definitely too big now to ever see it.
Yeah. Yep. And I want to be clear to the Try Guys audience, please do not harass Miss Rodrigo.
Yeah.
Do not ask her. And I'm not doing like wink. No. Don't ask her. No, also, she won't fucking see it because her fans will drown her out.
Yeah. She's famous.
She's famous.
She's famous now.
She's capital F famous.
Here's something that's very exciting to me. Ooh. Just about where the culture is. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Keith's lovely wife, Becky, rented us a movie theater last night. Mm-hmm. I talked about this a couple episodes ago, where you can rent a theater for up to 20 people. We went to go see Scott Pilgrim, at Universal City Walk, which is such a ridiculous, dystopian, wonderful place.
We got the recliner seats, baby.
Oh, that's awesome. Hot.
It's $100.
So hot.
In 10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
It's a deal.
I was going to go, and then they said I had to be there on time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was upsetting.
Yeah, because they don't let you have to all go.
Well, the screening time was 7:05 miles. You can't just drop everything and go to the movies at 7:05 specifically.
Yeah, that's tough. You wanted to show up at what, 8?
Yeah, I wanted to show up at 8, catch half the movie, party with my friends.
Oh.
After my children go to sleep.
Makes sense. Yeah,
I get that.
So at Universal, they have this giant TV that plays blast music and music videos, and they were playing Olivia Rodrigo as we walked in, which was great, and Good For You was playing, and they did, this is a family place, they did not bleep her saying, "What the fuck is up with that?"
Good
and
for
I was
them.
Like, whoa.
Universal.
And you know, Universal, good for you.
Awesome. You know, Universal, I feel like Universal's kind of like Pepsi. Right? Don't we all
think the bad boys of the theme park world?
Don't we all think there's some brands?
They're like the off-brand Disney.
Yeah,
so they have to be a little quirky to stand out.
The clientele's a little edgier. There's more tattoos at Universal. We all know that's true. There's more tube tops. You know, I'm just trying to say the clientele is not going to be upset by a little F-bomb.
If that's you're a major media brand with a theme park business, it's brutal out there.
Yeah.
Now, if you can even disclose, what did you guys talk about?
I mean, that's private.
Okay, that's the cool thing to say.
Not only that, by the way, Ned texted us showing that a notification from her, like a message, but he also, we were like, what did you mention? He's like, you know, we talked about stuff. And like,
too cool.
Playing coy with us, too.
It feels weird to just,
you know, I'm not going to.
Screenshot conversation. I'm not about screenshotting the follow notification, though.
That's
exciting news.
That's fucking cool.
So we're buds, you know, maybe. Maybe she'll come over for Sunday BBQ. She's pretty busy right now.
Yeah.
Does that make her the most famous person? I was going to say that we know, but Keith and I don't. So, Ned, is that the most famous person you know?
I guess, yeah.
Like, who else?
Most famous person I know?
I mean, Lord DIY has a fair
amount. Lord DIY is up there.
Well, I mean, Mythical Entertainment. I mean, those boys are big.
I had texts with Danny Tamborelli of Pete and Pete and all that. He's like, well, a lot of people know him. Mm-hmm.
Buds with Mr. Beast. He's pretty big.
That's pretty big.
That's huge.
But you're talking traditional celebrities. Like, is like J-Lo coming over for dinner?
Is she?
No.
That's private.
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't know.
You guys see J-Lo had lunch with Mark Anthony?
Whoa.
Someone joked that she's doing her high fidelity moment where she's just going back through all her old relationships.
I've been thinking about what if we just start inviting like real celebrities to our parties just to see? Maybe one will come. Mm. Be like, yeah, I'll drop by for a minute. I was like, Miley Cyrus. I have a birthday this month. It's going to be low key.
Well, you know, Brie Larson has a YouTube channel.
Exactly.
Now so she's like a peer in
will
a
she
way.
Be at VidCon?
Yeah, will she?
Could we both get tiny treats and get in a long line for red wine?
I was at a party recently, and this is my first event I went to after getting fully vaccinated, right? I was out there, and it was like a friend of mine who's like pretty well connected, and there were real famous people there. And I was like, that's so cool. That's so nice. And I met a few of them. And then I heard that, and there were like cool, famous teenagers who were like, you know, oh, these are like poppy, kind of cool.
Famous teens.
Famous teens.
Man.
And I heard that one of them said, there's a real divide here between the cool kids and the losers at this party.
Whoa. And one of the teenagers said that?
Yeah. And I was like, wow, fucking roasted alive.
You definitely were.
I was a loser.
In a certain category.
I was in this loser category. For sure.
This is a giant that nobody's ever met before. How can you be that tall and not famous in this room?
That actually is so much more demeaning to be that tall and be less like.
That's what I'm saying.
It's
like he's
famous.
So big.
Yeah. She didn't say that about me, but she said it about like the party that there were two groups of people hanging out.
And you were near enough to hear.
No. My friend heard.
Were you like walking up to introduce yourself?
Loser.
Yep.
Well, I just looked up. Brie Larson has 618,000 subscribers, so she should probably like. Be on
Do a
our
collab.
Show to just grow her audience, you know, out of the kindness of our hearts.
Yeah. Ned is acting a little too well. I did email our rep last night to see if we could get Brie Larson.
And you like brought the numbers as your arsenal.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Guys, I have a news update.
Oh.
Hello.
I have to poop right now.
Oh.
Can you take the mic?
No. I absolutely cannot, but it's going to have to be a time for a little Ned and Zach action. I need.
Are you sure you want to do that?
I need 3 to 5 minutes.
Okay. I think he's
three
already
to
done
five?
It. 3 to 5.
I'll time you.
That's fast.
I'm hoping that's
an efficient.
Well, but who knows? My gut has been weird this weekend. Oh. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. My guts have been off.
Well, let's talk about that. What's going on?
Well,
he needs to go.
My stomach has just not been working out.
Well, hold on. We need like a good out for this segment. So before you leave.
I don't know. I thought that 2 days ago I ate a bratwurst that was bad. But when the problem extended it into today, I was like, well, that can't have been the reason.
Well, I have potentially more data on that.
About the bratwurst?
Not your bratwurst, but last night we were at our movie and Matt, Eugene's partner, had to leave because we assume, got food poisoning. I have not checked up on him today and started vomiting.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Jesus.
But I ate the same food at my house that he ate and I didn't vomit.
But that was the food that you cooked.
Yes, and he ate that food too.
And we know that you're too good of a chef to poison.
Yeah, I would know. It was pork that cooked for 6 hours. It couldn't be undercooked.
I will say the bathroom lights need to be adjusted because every time I've pooped in there,
oh, they turn
the
off
lights
on
go
you.
Off on auto me. Lights. I'm in the dark.
Yeah.
Not a fan of that.
Okay, well, I gotta go now.
Done
go.
That.
Yeah.
There's nothing more demeaning than being in a bathroom and the lights shut off on you and it's like, hey man, you've been in here a little too long.
I do know that the light timer is set for 5 minutes. Which seems like a long time for pooping, but you know, it's happened to me too. So clearly it's not that long for pooping.
It's not enough. Because I'm on my phone. I'm like watching videos.
You got to catch up on some Tic Tacs.
Yeah, exactly.
I had I have a tweet in my drafts. Maybe I'll show you, but I didn't know if it was too much. It was a very, it's like a very sincere, happy meme account about like, hey, you from 5 years ago would be looking at you right now and they'd be proud. And I was like, I'm taking a shit checking Twitter, but I appreciate the sentiment.
Thanks.
I didn't know if it was like too much.
Seems funny. I think people might unfollow you a little bit, but seems funny.
Right,
I have realized
it.
That since I don't tweet hardly ever, that anytime I do, like people will unfollow me because they've forgotten. They've forgotten that they follow me and they're like, wait, I don't.
Okay.
No joy from following this.
Holy shit. What if one day Ned posts a photo on Instagram and then goes to check and Olivia Rodrigo is unfollowed?
Oh, wow.
That
sad.
Would hurt.
That would be, she's like, be she brutal. Saw that photo and was like, I'm done.
I'm over it.
Yeah.
It's kind of soured on the whole Fulmer brand.
Yeah. Hey. You're moving on from the Fulmer brand. Yeah. And so this is just for us, but the person at the party was and it was.
That is so funny. That is so funny.
Is that funny?
That is so
and
good.
I wanted
can you just leave my reaction but bleep it?
Yeah,
wait, maybe was it all of them?
It was like a bunch of them.
That
like,
is so funny.
You guys got to get on Shadow and Bone, man.
I know.
I've seen you tweeting
really
about it.
Really well written.
Does not seem really up good. My alley, but I know nothing about it other than the name, I guess.
Get this. No, I don't know. I won't
cool.
spend podcast minutes selling you on Shadow and Bone. But.
You guys see Bo Burnham's new special?
No, I'm going to watch it tonight. I cannot
wait.
All
right, well, if you guys are fucking going to continue talking about TV shows that nobody wants to watch.
Lucky he's in the bathroom. He's on a TV show.
Bo Burnham, hey, show some respect.
Love that I'm guy. Just saying, show some respect to Shadow and Bone.
What channel is it on?
Netflix. It's a Netflix original.
Oh, it is? I've been thinking it was on HBO or Go something. Go. It's Yo.
We're falling apart without Key.
Come back, Key.
And you want to call
Key?
How long
has it been?
Call him.
Come back.
New topic of conversation.
All right. Thank God.
New topic of conversation. So it's summer out. Memorial Day was the other day.
Back school around the corner.
I went to my first beach outing of the year. Mm-hmm. And guys, it was packed. Are you guys fans of the beach?
Yeah, I like it.
Pro beach.
Sand.
Pro beach. I feel like you'd be anti-beach.
I was anti-beach as a child.
Oh, yeah?
We can dive into it if you'd like, but I feel like it would derail your story. No. So just know that
it's not really a story.
My Facebook message would be,
about the beach.
It's complicated.
Complicated? Wow. It's so meaty. I feel like you would be like, the sand.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it.
Sand is rough.
Sand is tiny little rocks. It fucking gets everywhere.
Yeah.
You get it on your feet and then you're like, oh, let me wash it off my feet. And then you go into the water and then you get back in the sand. You're like, fuck, there's even more on my feet. Yeah. And then you always, I'm certain I've done this diatribe on this podcast before. You always have a little bit behind your ear and you're trying to wash it. And then like a week and a half later, you're like, how the fuck is it still in there? I've been washing. And then as a kid, I would go to eat a hamburger. There's always a hamburger
and
I would crunch. And there was a, like one singular crunch of this
little
particle sand got in there. But now that I'm growing, oh, and also my dad was obsessed with sunscreen when I was a kid, and so like to be rebellious, I was like, I don't need sunscreen, and
sunburn.
I would get fucking burned, bro. And now I'm coming back to it.
I think the best part.
Hey, welcome back, Keith.
Hey, how long was I gone?
I did. The lights turned off.
No.
Oh, then less than five.
Less than 5 minutes. Oh. Yeah.
Nice. We really fell apart without you.
I saw a family at the beach.
Talking about the beach now.
They they dug a like 4x4, 3 foot deep pit.
Nice.
Right, and then they just put their kids inside of it, and I was like, that is brilliant. You basically give them like a playpen, like baby jail. You're like a pack and play. They can't escape, but also they have sand to play in. I was like, wow.
Absolute favorite thing as a kid is when, what are they called, like you would get the little pools, tide pools.
Mm-hmm.
So magical. And then sometimes there'd be a little starfish in there. And all the kids from all over the beach would all come together. And the tide pool was like an oasis in the middle of a desert. Even though the ocean's right there. No, tide pool's where it's at.
Yeah, I used to go to the beach at Hilton Head. And we would often go like at Christmas time. And at Christmas time, you can't get in the water. It's way too cold. But there were great tide pools. And we would walk along the beach and collect shells. And there was one year where there was a crazy full moon. And it made the tides crazy. And like some days were amazing shells, and other days there were just thousands of dead jellyfish everywhere.
Oh man.
It was like
wow,
very funny how grotesque it could be one day, and how like wow, just tons of like empty like cockle shells and like all these cool intricate big ones too, like really prized shells to grab as a child at the beach.
So you were a shells kid.
Oh, I was absolutely a shells kid.
Did you ever like paint them and try and sell them or anything?
No, I just collected them.
Oh, you lacked that.
Do you find any shark spirit?
I never found a shark tooth. No, I never found
that.
They
find on
weren't
a beach?
Common there. In Florida, they're very common.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I had a shark tooth necklace when I was growing up, and I felt so badass.
Oh, I found a small one pretty once. Sick. Yes, I did find a small one in Florida once. It was
sometimes.
Pretty sick.
Pretty sick. Pretty sick.
So sick. And I'm just so genuine, like, pretty sick.
Pretty sick, man.
Pretty sick.
No, if I was like a 9-year-old, I'd be like, oh my, sick.
So cool.
I definitely had a shark tooth necklace. Yeah.
Are shark tooth necklaces
unethical?
Chuggy?
Oh,
yeah.
They're pretty chuggy. Like puka shells. You think puka shells are chuggy?
Actually, I don't know if it is chuggy because chuggy's like girl boss attitude. And I don't think
this is the male, you know, the 9-year-old boy version of chuggy.
Let's bring pukas back, baby.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Every so often, someone's trying to bring those puka shells back.
I don't know why I'm dying to tell you about this tank top I owned as a kid. I like refuse to let this conversation go anywhere else before I tell you. It was a tank top. I was a child. I looked good in it. Mm. And it had a shark on the front and slits on the side.
Whoa.
So it looked like I got attacked by a shark.
That is pretty cool. Now,
rocked that with my shark tooth necklace. I felt cool.
Did you have like little shark board shorts too?
No.
That's cool though.
How dare you ask me that?
That would have been cooler.
Can we talk about wearing a shirt when you're swimming when you're a kid? Do you guys do that? Because you were nervous?
Yeah, because I was embarrassed by my body.
Yeah, I did that for a little bit.
No.
Ned was always an alpha.
Eventually I was just like, whatever.
Eventually.
Also, somebody realized you don't look better in the shirt.
No, it looks confusing.
It draws more attention to you, honestly.
Yeah.
And
body image as a kid is tough.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's tough. And especially when you go to
as an adult, it's tough.
A pool party and like, you know, all the other 10-year-olds are so much hotter than you. What's that about? And you're like, dang.
Damn.
I haven't started my
How did he get
yet.
So tan?
Yeah. Right.
And it looks so cool. Oh, it's because he lives at the beach.
Yeah.
I was never like self-conscious about being too big. I was self-conscious about being too small. Like, maybe not as a 9-year-old. You're just doing your thing as a 9-year-old. But like, you know, I was like, man, I want to be like stronger, more muscular.
Everybody, you know, it's easy to find ways that you could improve or wish that you were another way. But, you know, you should be like, I've been more like, man, my legs are strong. Mm. I got strong legs and I did nothing to deserve them.
Yeah.
Mm. But I'm like, I'm going to cherish that. It's just that not a lot of, you know, the societal implications of muscle matter about your legs. Yeah, it's all about torso.
Yeah.
I'm like, but if we just valued legs for a second, I'd be fucking crushing this.
Ass.
I got strong legs. Yeah. Ass is getting there.
So you should wear male leggings, the TikTok leggings, show off your gams, post squat videos.
Maybe.
Then you can
My
be
booty's
a hot
not
boy.
As big as the. Is are some are let me just say it. Are some people's butts getting too big?
Keith, whoa.
I'm just saying, there are people working out their butts, and I'm looking at butts in the profile view online, and they're like unrealistic. They're like, oh my God, that butt is out of control. Out of control.
Are you Googling butt profile?
No, I'm like, I'm just like, every so often.
Now, are you talking proportionate to body or?
Yes.
Okay. Like, so you're talking about like, people specifically who are trying to work out to get bigger butts.
I'm more about people working their butts into the strongest asses on the planet. It's not, I'm not talking about if you're born with a massive butt, that's one thing. It's the like, the new gym trend of everyone should go work out only their butt.
Right.
So their butt is a massive basketball.
How much do you butt lift?
I don't butt lift anything.
No, Keith, come on. Surely
What's
you do some butt lift.
I don't know.
You guys, no, okay. You go down, you get the dumbbell on your butt, and you give a little lift.
Like with your sphincter?
Yeah, with your sphincter.
Oh, well, my sphincter.
I butt press about 250.
That's awesome. I tried on a wedding tux because I'm getting married.
Yeah.
And my ass looks huge in the tux. Nice. And I was like, this is really
Have we
nice.
Talked about this on the podcast?
Yeah, wow, Miles, you're cruising
your upcoming
ahead.
Wedding.
Oh, no, I don't think we have.
You're lapping
me. Wild. I am lapping you. I'm doing it before you, which you got engaged before me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's that, hence lapping.
But hence lapping. But yeah, no, I was trying on tuxes. It was fucking fly as hell.
Nice. You have a date?
Where's your wedding going to be?
I'm not going to say on the podcast. Yeah, where is it? But you guys are invited. You're coming. You should have gotten to save the date.
You're invited and you are coming.
You are coming.
You are coming.
You fucking better.
That's not Miles.
Your partners all
want to
come, at least.
I want
you to come.
Your boss. To be there.
I want my bosses to be there to walk me down the aisle.
Here's a question for you. How did you draw the line within the company? I assume not everyone at Second Try is invited.
This out. No. There's no fucking way I'm talking about it on the
That's
show.
A hard thing.
It's really tough.
I've thought about that for mine. I'm
even
like,
for my birthday party, I'm like, I can't invite the whole office. I don't even
tough.
Know how.
It's really tough.
Yeah, because we haven't worked in an office together.
I know. It's been very tough. And honestly, the whole process of that is the worst fucking shit ever.
Oh, it's tough.
The whole process of invitations in general, I'm thinking, and this is going to make it all more expensive. I'm like, I think I'm going to have two weddings because
Jordan.
I cannot have the wedding of everyone that I need to invite. I cannot afford it to have that wedding, but I also cannot afford as a human to not invite everybody to something.
I agree.
So I think I may end up having
a
very small
people understand if they don't get invited to things.
You think wrong. the people that I'm thinking about.
It's tough though, because my only gripe with not having been invited to weddings are weddings that I invited them to mine, and then they had a wedding the next year and I wasn't invited to theirs.
Yeah, people hold
and
that
grudge.
And
I was like, you know, there were people that didn't make the cut of my wedding who would have loved to have been there, who maybe they would invite me to their wedding, and I don't know why you didn't invite me to your wedding.
Gets petty. Like,
what about me? Yeah. Well, I could have at least sent you a nice gift if I couldn't have made it, because maybe it's not, I don't live in Chicago anymore.
You know what? Yeah, there needs to be a level of invite that's like, hey, I'm inviting you to my wedding. but no, I don't actually expect you to come.
Yeah.
Can I do the opposite?
You can send me a gift.
Yes.
And hey, we're still friends.
The opposite. Yeah. Yes, I will come to your wedding, but don't think that means you're getting an automatic invite to mine, because I'm facing some of those down right
now. That's the tough thing, is we got invited to some that we can't. But I think also we're thinking, like, what if there's a way that we have like an after party?
Yes. Who wouldn't invite me to their wedding? Keith Abersberger.
Party King.
I'm having a great time. I can talk to the parents. I can hang out with the kids for a minute. Mm-hmm. I'm all around. Great guest.
Well, Keith, it's their day. They don't want you to steal from the moment.
I'm not going to steal, but maybe I'm too famous.
Your very presence. Your very presence will be. Maybe I'm too famous. Do you think if I invited J-Lo to my wedding, it wouldn't cause a stir?
Yeah.
Olivia Rodrigo is going to be very disruptive.
Also, as a guest, Ned, I'd be really excited.
That's true.
And like, yeah. I would never forget Ned's wedding where J-Lo was.
Yeah.
Miles, when we ask you to bleep stuff, is it like super disruptive to your edit workflow?
Rainey will probably do it. Shout out, Rainey. What's up?
What's up, Rainey?
And then I go back through it. So sometimes, it depends on what you're going to say.
Yeah, probably every time we derail it, it makes his job harder.
But I will say, if it's like government secrets that can't be leaked, don't say it.
Well, it's just the name of this person I don't want out there.
Well, how good is the story?
It's not that good.
Yeah, there you go. If it's interesting. Right,
you need a dump button where you completely, the audio cuts soon. Out completely. Mm-hmm.
I have. Well, soon the soundboard will be set up.
I've never been put on the spot like that in a podcast. How good is the story? I'm like, I mean, truth is most of the shit I say.
Is it better or worse than when you described your shark shirt? Your shark tank top apparently made the cut.
I was setting us up to transition to the chew game.
You're like, we can't move on.
And you wanted to come back to the shark shirt.
I tell you about the shirt that I bought with tears in it.
Okay,
I was excited. Cool. I remembered
the shark
it.
Was biting the side or whatever. It was all right.
Not that the podcast needed to hear it, is that I needed to get it out.
I see.
Or else I would have been consumed by this super dope shirt that I wanted my bros
to
know.
I guess.
But the answer is, most times I talk, yes, you can cut it out.
I feel like I'm so concerned with not like telling a good story that I will almost always like self-edit. You know, like unless I have a real good one, I'll try and like pull it. Podcast probably different because, man, we're just filling air. We're flying by the seat of our pants. But if it's like a dinner party where like people are telling stories, I'm like, you know, it's got to be a good one.
I have recently gotten
into floundering.
That like, it's like right before I'm about to say it, like, not that good. Just don't interrupt the conversation with this one, Keith.
Or you tell like the three-line version of it rather than the 30-sentence version of it. Mm-hmm. Anytime you're laying too much context for something.
I mean, I will say that learning how to like really crush conversation as an adult, or learning of when you thought of the interjection but you were unable to interject, is it too late to interject that? the conversation's moved on.
You can
sometimes
tell.
Interject the three-sentence version of that. It's like, oh, I wanted to say earlier that I also went on a Ferris wheel. It almost crashed, but it wasn't that big a deal. And then like, you can just get that in there just to fill your own need of saying that story, because it is hard to get past that sometimes.
So I agree with that. And the thing that I think you're not realizing is that it looked like a shark attacked me.
Yeah.
Oh,
but the shark was also on the shirt, so it looked like it was about to attack you.
It was attacking me.
Oh, it's coming
out. And it made
me
look, and I survived it, so I looked dangerous.
That's cool. Yeah.
I was a bad boy.
Cool.
How old were you?
So I should invite every famous person I know to my wedding, right?
Yeah.
Because they'll give the best gifts, even if they're not actually my real friends.
Yeah. Well, who would you invite?
Depends on why you're getting married. Why you're having a wedding.
It's business decisions in a wedding.
Well, I was thinking, okay,
a networking event.
What do you call, we have like friends who are not friends, but they're more than just acquaintances, but we know them through work, but not because we work with them, but because they're other YouTubers, right? Like, they're not coworkers, they're peers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to classify those people
as. That's a political
kind
invite,
of connections.
Yeah, I just was thinking the other day, I don't know what to call them. And I don't want to call out any of those names because that person may be like, what? Are we not friends?
Yeah, that's but, interesting. You know.
Like, you're like, well, I could invite Tana Mongeau, but...
No.
He's not going to be at your wedding?
No.
Yeah, dude, that's fucking awesome.
Well, I was like, I'm going to have a birthday party of some accord, and I don't know how big it should be because it'll be in my home. But I was like, oh, I should invite Rosanna Panzino. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't hang out with her ever. But I like her.
That's so weird, Keith. That's literally who I was thinking of. Because like, I love Rosanna. She's a sweetheart.
She's great. She's fun. And whenever
a rager, I'd invite Rosanna.
Exactly, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Also, she knows
she
how to party.
Invites us to
apparently she knows how to party, and I've never been able to go to a party of hers.
She parties.
She had a birthday party at an axe throwing bar.
Fucking lit.
That's cool.
Freaking lit.
So
man.
Cool. So chuggy.
So chuggy.
Yeah, we're going to get to the main event, the main meat of the podcast.
Oh, yeah. We had a
thanks
thing.
For listening. Welcome to the Tripod. Today, we're playing a game, which is, are you chuggier than a fifth grader? But first, a word from Zach.
Are we doing the Wikipedia thing?
Yeah, well, if we have time.
Testudinous. Of or relating to a turtle. It's a word.
Is that what it means?
Testudinous.
I don't know. Where did that come from?
He said first a word from Zach.
Yeah.
Oh, so I gave a single word. Word.
Yeah. I gave a word.
I was like, what is happening? Interesting.
My favorite word. Let's you want another word? I'll give you a word.
Hit me.
Akimbo. It means to stand with your hands on your arms.
That's cool.
Kind of like the Superman pose.
You know that that gives you confidence?
Try it.
Boom.
That's not akimbo.
With my hands, you said.
But it's giving me confidence.
Wait, you said with my akimbo, hands like this. On it's my like arm. This. You said with my hands on my arms.
Well, then I misspoke.
Like the Superman pose.
No. With your hands on your hips.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I definitely misspoke.
I gotta say, the camera, with the angle, you can really see like into Ned's taint.
Huh?
With the.
No, you can't.
I mean, it's not so extreme, but like when you lean back like that,
give
you
us can a lean, see, Ned.
I mean, like,
ooh, pixelating the pod is the new bleeping the pod.
You can kind of see, yeah.
You thought I was talking about. This was bad. Ned's showing full taint over here.
It's not. God, it's
I'm
going
to have to bleep. This is going to be so many bleeps for this episode.
It's in jeans.
Guys, I'm feeling kind of horny.
I don't know if this episode is going to come first.
Guys, it's going to be tough to really rearrange the order of the two episodes.
I think you go with the Jack one.
Maybe you should post both of them on there.
Anyway, we're going to play Are You Chuggier Than a Fifth Grader? And the chuggy is a word that's been sweeping the nation. We did this in another episode. And it's the idea of being kind of a girl boss, kind of a live, laugh, love, kind of a, you know, you've got fashion that's outdated.
Is chuggy sexist?
I think it
are we looking down on things that women like and not giving the same treatment to things that men like?
It could be. I think that it's definitely...
If it is, then a lot of words are sexist.
I think the chuggy...
probably true.
It's true, I think.
But, you know,
let's
I
look
don't
at
know
the list.
We really need to derail the fun chuggy game.
I'm just saying, I knew chuggy as a thing targeted at millennials. Now he's targeting millennial women. Therefore, we are looking down at the things that women like.
Well, I mean,
and it's the
I
same
know
reason
men can also live, laugh, love.
But they don't.
I think that chuggy, I mean, so being obsessed with Apple products, number one on the tabs list of chuggy things.
What is chuggy? You know, when you see it, thanks, New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
So, New York Times.
I think it's not exclusively a female thing.
No, it's not.
Okay.
So
EOS lip balm is chuggy.
Oh, hell yeah, that's chuggy.
New chuggy just dropped.
Those things are awesome.
I know. You think that EOS lip balm is awesome?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's funny.
The only lip balm.
You're out here just doing plain chapstick.
It's the only lip balm you can put on by sort of filleting it.
What the hell?
He's trying to show his tank.
I'm trying. Look, you guys are like, look at Ned's camera. It's cool and different. I was like, man, my camera should be cool and
Keith,
different.
For our audio listeners, Keith has slumped all the way down. So just his head. What?
I'm looking right up your taint, man.
Well, stop looking, Miles. That's
sorry.
Miles, that's on you for adjusting the cameras like this.
How am I supposed to cut? What?
I'm sitting like a normal person.
Zoom in and, or I don't know.
And also, like, just because it's there doesn't mean I'm inviting you to look at it, okay?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Now, let's go through our list of chuggy things and find out if
number
the chuggy guys are out of touch.
Nice. Number two, Burt's Bees.
It's all lip balm?
Number
only
three,
lip balms?
EOS. No, this is my personal lip balm ranking.
I like that lip balm. Ranking chapstick?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
There's not enough chapstick brands. That people are familiar with.
Yes, no, because Burt's Bees standard chapstick is better than the freaking SPF 15 stuff that tastes weird in your mouth.
Well, that's the same brand, though.
No, like, they're different. Different.
Why
flavors?
Don't we rank Burt's Bees flavors?
At the very least.
See which one tastes
that's
the best.
Not bad.
I have Burt's Bees with me right now.
That's a reel for sure. Come on.
It's up there. But Blistex
won't make
it
to TikTok, but it's a reel.
Particularly drinking out of one of those massive personalized refillable cups.
water bottle?
Are we talking about like a swell?
No. Yeah, that could be it. Like a big... No. I think it's more like, you know, the plastic Starbucks ones that are like, it's Starbucks cup, but it's plastic and it's see-through.
That says like Little Princess or something on
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Daddy's little... Yeah.
Is it a hooker? Is that what you were about to say? Daddy's a little hooker? Was that what you were going to say?
Daddy's a little whore.
I don't think there's a t-shirt that says Daddy's a little hooker out there.
Mommy's little bitch.
Mommy's little skank.
What did you say last
time? Oh, he said, I hate mommy. I hate her. I hate that person. Something like that.
You know, we should just make the daddy's favorite t-shirt just to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it sells like bonkers.
It shouldn't. It really shouldn't. But would we make it out of like cinnamon raisins? Would the font like be that inclusive, or would it just be a nice... Like, I
simple
think it should be like
font.
Old style logo of like an old gas station logo or something. Or an old,
daddy's
like,
favorite.
How like Abercrombie used to look like old.
You think it should look cool?
What if we make a lip balm? Daddy's favorite. Daddy's
ooh,
favorite lip balm.
Actually,
I don't like all right. That.
EOS style. So you really
ew. Anyways,
frequently doing spinning classes.
So these are all Chugi things, and are we deciding if we like it or not?
I think
what
yeah.
is the game?
We're finding out if you guys are Chugi. So
oh,
do you
that's
do
easy.
This stuff?
No, I don't spin.
I thought
no,
you
I don't
did.
Like it. Don't like
you don't
it.
You think you thought I spin?
I thought you were getting into Orange Theory. Is that not spinning?
I did Orange Theory, and no, it's not spinning. It's a circuit.
Is
class.
Orange Theory Chugi?
I don't think it Orange Theory explicitly.
I think it could be. It's rowing, treadmilling, and weights. You can use a bicycle instead of a treadmill, but it's not a spin class.
Is going to workout classes and talking about them Chugi?
Maybe like I think
that covers a lot of
certain
ground.
Types of yoga might be Chugi.
I have a sinking suspicion this conversation's getting pretty Chugi.
Well, that is a given, but you know, we lean into it here on the tripod, or at least I do.
I have a spinning story
yeah.
for another day.
You're saving the gold? It's Zach, self-editing.
I've already told my shark story. I'm content.
Well, maybe we should switch over to the Wikipedia game.
What is happening in the energy in this room?
My eyes are
fucking catatonic.
I like how it looks because my arms, where are they coming from? Where are my arms going from?
And Keith is melting onto the floor.
I've been crossing my legs ever since Miles said that. He set up the camera so it was pointed at my tank.
I didn't say I did that on purpose.
You had a sign on the door about it.
You're going to tell me that it caution. Just accidentally could see both of our taints. Okay.
If you're in this room, your taint is on display.
Yikes. Wow. Yeah. You know. Anyways, what's the next one on the list, Miles?
Okay.
Dunder Mifflin shirts, right?
Yeah, probably.
Unironically liking The Office.
Thinking drinking Prosecco is a personality trait is one.
That seems a little like leading the witness. Like, you can like Prosecco without...
I'm starting to attack Ned a little too much over
sorry,
here.
Talking about it as a personality trait. I mean, who...
Yeah.
We got to separate liking Prosecco versus talking about it like a personality trait.
Do you think
Prosecco is a personality trait? Nobody does that, Miles.
Is there something you like, though, that you would consider a personality trait? Is there something like I'm a fried chicken guy.
Yeah. Well, I guess people would make a big deal about me liking pumpkin spice lattes. Is that a personality trait? I don't think so.
Talking about his love of barbecuing, is that Chugi?
I reject the idea of Chugi. I think it's kind of dumb.
Wow.
I hate Chugi. There I said it.
Because that's like what you're preventing little boys and girls from loving Prosecco. And that sucks.
We want kids to love Prosecco.
I love Prosecco. If you ever have had an Aperol Spritz on a Friday at 3 p.m., you're living life correct.
It's probably one of my least favorite drinks.
Aperol Spritz?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I don't like Aperol.
That. It's licorice-y.
Yeah, it's got
too a strong
bitter.
Flavor.
It's too bitter.
Yeah. Not for everyone, but you know, champagne is hard to come by.
Zach, tell your spinning story.
You have a spinning story?
This is making me think of one time for Eugene's birthday, he made an interactive game show called Who's the Whitest? And it was like, it was literally this game where you had to say if you did or enjoyed a certain thing. And then we tallied it to see who was the whitest of our entire extended friend group.
I feel like a lot of the rest of the group was trying to not be that thing because they didn't want to be the whitest. And like me and Ariel were into all of those.
I think you guys tied for first and second, right?
Yeah, we did.
I think I was third, though. Came in right under them.
It was an accurate game where, like, Eugene was the least white, Maggie was the second least, and then the rest of us fell in rank.
What was the stuff? Was it like...
Well, I remember I was pissed off because some of them... He clearly targeted some of us of them, but then also, like, just made a real list. But he's like, Vampire, do you love Vampire Weekend? I'm like, you motherfucker, listen here. Yeah. People of all races, creeds, and backgrounds enjoy Vampire Weekend, but yes, they are the whitest shit ever, and I love them unapologetically.
That's one of the reasons.
I think everyone can enjoy sailboats too.
Sailboats.
You can rent them.
Was that one of them? It sounds like.
Yeah, I think so.
Me and my high school girlfriend broke up because I went to the Vampire Weekend concert with somebody else.
Oh, was shit. It a girl? It was honestly, a girl. Miles?
No.
Worth it.
It was a girl, but they were like friends. It was like a lesbian friend of mine and like another guy friend of mine. And we went to the Vampire Weekend concert and she was upset.
I bet that concert slapped.
It fucking did.
Was it a first album tour or
no, it's Contra.
Whew. Mm-hmm. Whew, what a tour. Contra.
Which one's the horchata one?
Contra.
Contra.
Yeah, I'll listen to that one.
Are horchatas chuggy?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't know. I think
talking about them and pronouncing them horchata.
I think horchatas are like awesome. And awesome. I don't think they've fully blown up as much.
You don't think
as they
they're
should.
Mainstream?
They're almost. They're pretty.
Let's give horchata
mainstream.
Their moment.
They're pretty great.
They could
like
be bigger.
Starbucks could do a horchata inspired.
Yeah, an appropriation, but I think they'd be cool. Like maybe like an horchata latte, you think?
Yeah.
Like a rice milk.
Horchata
I'm
latte.
Saying like, if I like pumpkin spice lattes, I would love horchata.
I love horchata.
That sounds good. You guys have... I feel like we're losing steam.
All right, I'm going to tell my cycling story. Here we go, guys.
I keep trying to get you to feed us more chewy things.
All right, here we go.
No, I'm telling
you to switch the Wikipedia.
I am telling my cycling story.
All right.
I'm telling it.
Okay.
I've been thinking about it and I'm ready.
All right. We had this bicycle on his shirt and there were also tire marks on his shirt. So like the tire was going to get you next.
So where were you, Zach?
So very early into my relationship with Maggie, she invited me to a cycle house, which is a,
don't know that one.
A cycle. Mm. It's a SoulCycle-esque place here in Los Angeles. And she was coming from work. I got there early. Mm. They give you these specific biking shoes that you have to change into and you're walking all like clomp clomp. So you get in there, the lights are already dimmed, the music is blasting. It's one of those places where they are screaming at you the whole time. They're like, cycle harder, motherfuckers, put it to the limit. You know, it's that kind of thing where like they're trying to encourage you by berating you. Hate it.
Doesn't work for me.
So I get into one bike, Maggie gets in there late. She's behind me. No one tells me what to do. And I'm like, kind of like, I feel like I'm supposed to know. It's just a bike. So I don't know. No one teaches me. No one teaches me. So if you guys have not been cycling, it's just one gear. Like it keeps going. So you're supposed to clip your shoes in.
Yeah. I know that about cycling. Yeah.
I did not know that. Oh. I did not know. And there,
you thought
these
there was gears or something?
There were these tiny little, it's like not even a full pedal. It's a tiny little square
clip
that your thing's supposed to clip into. But I didn't, so I kept slipping off. But then the pedals keep going, and it was like ripping up my my beautiful, beautiful ankles.
Yeah,
and there's also a dial where, like, when you go uphill, you're supposed to increase and decrease. Fucking, I didn't know that. Yeah. So Maggie behind me is watching me suffer and struggle the entire time, and I know she can see me suffer and struggle. And I'm like, it is the most, like, embarrassing, humiliating. I'm like, this person who I'm trying to impress is watching me flounder, and no one is helping me, and I'm getting yelled at by a very buff woman. Yeah. And I said that day, fuck cycling. But... yes, the biking, it did catch a little bit of my shirt and it ripped it open. And then I had three little slashes on the side.
Nice.
Are we calling this episode Zach's Cool Shark Shirt?
I think so. That'll get viewers in.
No, we are not.
Yeah, people are going to come in by drugs.
That'll get them in.
Yeah. Well, that sounds very traumatizing, man. I'm sorry to
hear
that.
What? Did it live up to the hype, Miles?
That was really cool. And I think that I like cycling.
I've always wanted to try those little clickety clack shoes.
They're fun. Yeah.
I've never tried them.
I did a Peloton. We're catsing for our neighbors, and I went and did a Peloton. And I get why people do them because it was like therapy. The guy's like, "You're a fucking amazing. You're beautiful. Like never forget.
Push harder because you deserve it."
It was incredible.
You
kind of
have
like
a spiritual experience at the end. They like were a yoga practice.
Exactly. It was much less like, oh yeah, it's just like a cycling class. And it was more like the guy really pumping me up.
You think they use like cult building tendencies.
Yeah, for sure. 100%. Yeah, but I think it's like, it works.
Yeah. Well, so does cults.
Yeah.
I've never done it. I don't think I'd like it. I like short, fast. Well, maybe, but I like it kind of like sprinty and then resty.
That's kind of what it is.
That's almost exactly what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't like biking.
Oh, well. then you wouldn't like it. Yeah, you got to have a strong. Speaking of taint, because you're sitting on the bikes.
That's why I can't do it. That what a stupid chair. You know what? Why can't they make it so it's more comfortable sitting on that thing? So you're chasing your dick and chafing your little thighs up.
So my roommate in college was a cyclist, and apparently to get the best taint and, you know, dick performance,
sure,
you need a harder seat. Isn't that kind of intuitive?
That's crazy.
You think a soft seat would make it nice and plush.
Do you need taint and dick performance on a bike?
No, sorry, performance as in it doesn't hurt as much afterwards.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need dick performance while riding a bike. No, but you need it to like not be hurting if you're riding for a long time. Yeah, so it's like the harder the seat, the more you can kind of like, it just goes right on your tailbone bones, and less where you actually your taint is getting pressure from kind of evenly distributed squishage.
How have they not figured that out yet? How is every bike seat not just...
Because not everyone is a cyclist for now. I think if you're like, you know, just cruising the beach for 10 minutes or something, you might.
Who's ever gone probably on fine. A 10-minute ride?
I haven't ridden a bicycle a long time, if I'm being honest. Probably not in 7 years.
Really?
8 years, yeah. No, I don't like biking on the street. Mm. Somebody's going to kill me. I live in Chicago where all my friends got hurt. And really, I was like, I don't want a bike. And then here, it's even scarier because there's just like people drive a lot faster.
Why you get a bike rack and then go to lovely little paths all by where we live, Keith.
I know, but then I have to drive to go bike, and to me that seems pretty stupid.
Enjoy the great outdoors.
Pretty dumb.
I'm gonna tell you,
pretty chuggy.
I'm team bicycling. I love it. Not cycling. I don't like the cycle house, but going on a nice bike ride, I think it's lovely. It's when I feel like a little biking. Amblin kid.
I'm actually very sad because I used to go on bike rides all the time with Wes, and then around the time he turned 2, he decided, I don't really like cycling with Dad
anymore.
Papa,
that's chuggy.
No, it was mostly because I think he was strapped in and couldn't move, and he's got a lot of energy.
Yeah.
And I get that.
What about a tandem bike where he's in the back with working the pedals as well?
Miles, you're genius.
He'd love that.
You want to get me that for my birthday?
Yeah.
You can get me that as a wedding present for your wedding.
For me.
Dude, me coming to your wedding.
For you. Yeah, thanks for coming.
Dude,
yeah.
What if one day Wes looks you in the eyes and says, Dad, that thing that you love is lame?
Oh, it's going to
be sad.
Yeah, but
Dad, science sucks.
It's going to happen.
I'm religious.
Well, I get that from freaking everyone else. So,
yeah.
Dad, I'm soccer's a bad sport.
If he didn't like soccer, I'd be sad.
Miles, how could this podcast almost be over? We've talked about nothing.
I know, but
we've almost talked about so much.
I know, it's tough.
Is it time for our Wikipedia pages?
We don't have time for that.
What are you talking about?
We're going to have to save it.
Oh, shit. I've missed my phone call. Okay.
Yeah, well, you guys
Jesus.
Wow, what a fun time we had together on this podcast. What a beautiful day. I'm sorry we didn't get to that thing we were getting to, whatever it was.
Any of them?
I had a good time.
We did the gym.
But hey, I told some bomb-ass stories, and that's where, you know, I feel good. My heart feels fulfilled.
Mm-hmm. It's time for Miles' time.
It's advice that'll go 4 miles.
My preferred
podcast.
Tune
to your radio station. It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Everyone get ready. Miles Nation. Miles Nation.
Oh, you know what? Keith and I have a call right now,
no,
too.
No, don't leave me.
That's so funny.
Yeah, here we go.
If I sail, go 4 miles.
What's up, Miles Nation? Yeah.
Who's feeling horny?
He's feeling horny tonight.
Oh, gosh. Boy, oh, boy.
Have you ever wanted your stinky smell to not be in the room?
He kind of sounds like a Ukrainian man trying to do a British accent.
I think he's going to tell us to get a candle.
It's not a candle, you stinky little...
Oh my God.
I'll bleep it. We're already bleeping
Miles.
So much of this episode. Sorry, Rainey.
Sometimes in comedy you take swings, right? Yeah. And you don't even really know what you're doing.
Can't
you're
just going for it.
Have you ever wanted your dog to be a little critter?
I wanted my dog
to be a little critter.
I haven't listened to a single one of these. What was it? It was about a.
He said, first, do you want your stinky room to be a little less stinky?
Okay.
Yeah. Second was.
Your dog's a critter.
Mm-hmm. No, the third was dog's a critter. The other one was in yeah. between, and he called me a. I believe I was called a. for suggesting it could be a candle. And I don't know. I just don't know. What could it be?
Get your dog an elk bone. Dogs like to snack on little bonies, and they stink like shit. They smell like death. A yeah. lot of the dog bones that my dog was eating smell like fucking absolute dog shit.
Probably because it's fucking bone.
Yeah, it's bone. It's gross. It's meat. But we gave him a elk antler.
We gave him an elk.
It's like an elk treat. That's like a little thing he's chewing on, and it's like I think it's just an antler, and he loved it. And it doesn't smell like shit. So. If you get an elk antler, he can eat it instead of a dog like meat stick.
That's probably because the antler already is exposed to air yeah. all of its life, so it doesn't have the same whatever is going on in a bone inside of a body.
Yeah, we don't give Bowie bones because someone told me that it could like shatter his tooth if he bites it too hard.
Yeah, it's not like really a bone. It's like a meat. It's like a stick of like condensed condensed meat.
It's like a treat that he eats.
Yeah, it's not like a bone. I think does break, and it's like not dogs shouldn't have like a physical bone. It's like a stick of condensed meat. I don't know how to put it any other way.
But you said it was an antler.
No, we don't give him the condensed meat anymore. Now we give him the antler, and he likes it. And it's
so does he
shit.
Eat the antler? Or does he just chews chew on it?
I think that it is like soluble. Like he opens it up, and like it, he does eat it. But it's something about it that doesn't smell like shit, and it's like safe for dogs. Apparently,
some of Bowie's toys. So we only give him like the super chewer, like very intense rubber. But some of them have this undeniable latex smell.
Oh, it smells
that reminds me of the smell of all the dildos I used to own.
Yeah.
A little flashback to that story.
Little
and
shop
it's just
of dildos.
Like the like honestly, I would rather him smell like rancid meat than that latex. I hate the latex smell. Yeah. And then he'll like come to like cuddle me and I'm like, "Get your fucking dildo breath out of here."
That's pretty funny.
God, dogs smell bad, though. It's crazy.
Yeah, animals smell bad.
I found that Maggie and I disagree on when Bowie smells good and when he smells bad. There's like different scents that I'm like, oh, that's the good stuff right there. And she's like, that's disgusting. And then she's like, oh, no, that's the good stuff. Mm-hmm. She thinks like his crate smells good. I'm like, no. Oh. But like, I think his breath smells great.
Oh, no, that's not
true. That's not true.
The fur of the animal smells good.
Yeah.
Like they're bad.
I think his fur smells good too, except then when she gets him groomed, she does like, he gets a blueberry facial. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
And I think that smells weird. It like makes me nauseous. I'm like, oh, he smells like cleaning product.
I agree.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that.
I want to smell like a puppa.
Birdie just got a haircut. He looks cute as fuck. He's so big.
Your dog's cute.
He's big and cute. I get self-conscious because I don't have an Instagram dedicated to him, so I post a lot of pictures of him, but I'm like, maybe people think it's too much.
Miles, we would much rather see Birdie than you.
I know. That's what I felt like. He's way hotter than me.
This week I just started, you know, fuck it. Who cares what I post on Instagram? I'll post a picture of a lizard in the garage for all I care.
I like that.
I'm just going to put whatever.
That's cool.
I'm just having fun. I'm not thinking about his performance anymore. Yeah. I'm just putting up something that made me laugh.
Yeah, so you're already at the top echelon of Instagram, though.
No, my numbers technically went down. it was 1.4, now it's 1.3. Don't know what happened.
No kidding.
Don't really care.
Whoa.
Keith and I, we feel this real push and pull with our content in general. Instagram's a lot easier to be like, fuck it, because we don't get anything good. But on Instagram, sometimes we'll be like, or no, I'm sorry. On YouTube, we'll be like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's just do what makes us happy. And then the numbers take a dip and we're like, oh, fuck. Okay, good. Death count
don't
one.
Do, let's don't do, what makes
don't
us
do
happy
that.
Anymore.
There's no more being happy. Everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I'm at 1.32. Was I ever.
Yeah, we went down.
1.3 also, not 1.32. That'd be pathetic.
No. We just went down. I don't know.
That's
I don't know.
So many
Whatever.
People.
It doesn't matter. It's still plenty of people.
Yeah.
I love my 1.3 million audience. Honest, all you out there who listen to me, who love me, I love you too.
I love
my fans.
I love 800K of you.
I'm at 67,000. So what's up, fam?
That's good.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Every follow is a new.
How old are you? 27? I can't legally ask you this.
Is that true?
Yeah. I'm 27. It's weird. Yeah. I'm not supposed to know, ask your ages, but this is a show, and it's different. And I'm not like trying to be. I just want to know.
This
out
is
of
playing
curiosity,
court here on the stand.
Because we started being Try Guys at 26 and 27.
Oh, is that true? That actually makes me feel pretty good. Yeah.
Keith would say this to me all the time because when we were at BuzzFeed, he was a lot bigger than me.
Physically,
and no, but like popularity wise, I was more behind the camera. Mm-hmm. And he was also just funnier. but Keith would always go, but like, hey man, you're way more famous at your age than I was at your age because I was always 3 years behind you. Still am.
yeah. It's like it's still doing better than I am.
That's cool.
It was a very sweet thing that did make me feel better.
That's true.
Yeah, I still want to do 30 under 30. I still got a little bit.
If we can get you to get that, I will take it as a victory as if we got it.
Yeah, I'll be because little, of you. It won't be because I like you.
I'll
know.
Be a little pissed off, but I will celebrate you. That's all.
But if we put all of our strength into behind Miles looking like the dopest 30-year-old of all time.
We can, because here's the thing. Cyborg. You can just write the fucking bio. Like if we're like, hey, podcast gremlin, Miles B, then be like, okay, no. Yeah. But if we're like, hey, podcast producer leads a four show initiative at the burgeoning digital media
three or two or three.
That's true. Three years.
Rose up the ranks and established a bona fide podcast.
I like that.
He has his own merch.
That's true. We got to put it back in stock.
So like we can put all the accolades that we need in there. You've been on tour before.
One time told his boss he was a
I called my boss.
That was the day his boss said, "You're ready."
Yeah.
You're ready to be on 30 under 30.
Let's wrap it up.
Let's stay a little longer.
There's no Patreon bonus this week. And here's why. We have really exciting stuff happening. Next week, we are shooting another Without a Recipe season exclusive for the summer. So because of that, everything in this week is kind of crazy because we have to shoot all 4 days of next week. They're very big productions. So everything's squished into this week. So we don't have that extra time. Mm-hmm. But we'll have some time for you the next week. And that'll be good.
I'm so tired.
What's wrong?
I just said we did four.
I'm sitting back up again, Miles. I liked it down there though.
Okay, well, don't forget to unsubscribe. get us out of your newsfeed. Go give some love to Guilty Pleasures instead. We're clearly falling off the rails here.
Guilty Pleasures is a well done podcast.
It's really funny.
It's really funny. It's focused, sort of. You know, they have their tangents as well, but it's very focused and you get good guests. You get new breath of energy every week.
Maybe that's why I want this to be even more chaotic. I'm like, that's the structured show. This is my chaos zone.
Today proved that. Yeah.
I can't talk about my shark shirt on Guilty Pleasures.
You could if you were watching Jaws.
Oh, yeah.
Zach talked about, Kelsey talked about blowing somebody in the first 2 minutes of that.
First 12 seconds.
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah.
Of which episode?
What's recent? Kate Peterman's episode.
Bridget Jones' Diary. Yeah. Wow. I almost said Bridget Days Out. Bridget's Day Out. Keith, that is with the official Tripod theme song.
Oh, we had a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun. The fun had just begun. Then the fun was done. And then we were talking about stuff all night long. We talk about stuff all night long. Which was your favorite part of the show? What's the best part of the show? Is the Tripod.
Until next time, stay horny.